I think that what we're seeing when we speak to people in the industry who are all pretty much without exception concerned about climate change personally, they don't know how to go about telling stories about climate because it's viewed as such a big global impersonal issue. It's viewed as, in at least in America, somewhat divisive politically. So they don't want to alienate audiences. This is the writers and the producers we speak to, they kind of don't know how to go about it. And this is why you see a whole lot of narratives that are about apocalyptic futures, dystopic futures where there's just no hope, we're doomed. This is sort of like one of the main cultural narratives we're trying to change. We're certainly not doomed. And so if we could tell more stories that have characters where, yes, they are scared about climate, but then they step up to find out what they can do about it. And then this becomes a model for viewers they might do that.
Yeah, I suppose you could also begin to have sort of cinematic tropes where instead of the baddies stroking Siamese cats and smoking cigarettes, they could be, you know, climb into their gas-guzzling SUVs or pickup trucks.
Yes, or be oil executives who are hindering progress. Yes.